7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from Big Gulp flavors starting at 79 cents, like Fanta Orange, Minute Maid Fruit Punch, Powerade Mountain Berry Blast, Brisk Strawberry Melon Iced Tea, plus many more only at participating 7-Eleven stores. This summer, put on your favorite song and hit the road with a thirst-quenching Big Gulp drink starting at 79 cents today, plus taxes where applicable.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Style File, where we cover everything and anything on the business of fashion. I'm Azra Rahman, and for this week's Style Maker, we have Isabel Lam from Chio.
My design is a bit going towards the Japanese approach, so I decided to make it a more Japanese name, Chio, and I really like the meaning behind Chio, which means a thousand generations, also known as everlasting.
And finally, Emma Chong Johnson of Elle Malaysia breaks down the trends you need to know for this Chinese New Year.
Pink is going to be really, really big for spring summer, and in lots of different shades. You know, we've been seeing this dusky pink around for ages, but also kind of bright fuchsias and really like Barbie doll pink. Wearing pink for Chinese New Year should be quite an acceptable alternative.
First up, our style maker for this week, it's Isabel Lam from Chio. Graduating from the prestigious Berklee College of Music, Isabel Lam started her journey into the fashion world by creating her own label, Chio, without any training in fashion design. From making shoes to fashionable pieces and cheapos, Chio specializes in quirky and unexpected designs using appliques and playful colors inspired by Japanese motifs. Leading up to Chinese New Year, Isabel's latest collection for Chio's Cheapos 2017 features a loose-fit sleeveless dress with a cloud-like shaped neckline that will bring you luck and fortune this year of the fire rooster. And of course, it would also make you stand out in the crowd. Adeline Chung caught up with Isabel Lam as she spoke about her inspiration in her designs.
It could be really random. Like, there was once I got really inspired by Japanese artists, so I love watching all her music videos. Mm-hmm. Her costumes were amazing, and I actually got the idea from there.
Who would that be? Which Japanese artist?
Chiaru Pamyu Pamyu. So that's how I got my cloud collection. So it's very quirky.
Yes, pop-y. I saw that. Yeah. It's very, very cute.
Yeah, so it's got these clouds floating around, and it's cute, but it's still wearable. Mm-hmm. So that's my concept. I want to make my pieces very conversational. Mm. When my customers wear my dresses and they go out and the friends are like, hey, that's a really cute dress. That's a cloud hanging there. Yeah. And then you start this whole conversation.
But is there a story behind all your designs?
Yes. Yeah, because it's based on my mood and what I go through. Mm-hmm. So it could be like this, the music video, and this could be like Kanso collection, which is more on shapes, very simple. Just simplistic geometrical shapes on the clothes. It's because I read a passage. It's like a Zen teaching, which says like simple beauty at the simplicity.
That leads me to my next question. I understand asymmetry and geometry are your core concept for all your designs, right? So how did it come about? Is it from Japan? Is it the same Japanese artist that you mentioned?
It's just Japan in general, because Japanese culture, they always deal a lot with geometrical shapes. I mean, it's their life culture, you know, everything is in shapes,
box.
In box, right? Like even sushi is like in a shape, and like our bento box is all in shape. So a lot of geometrical design is played in Japanese culture.
And also, I would say batik kaftan dresses that you also sell are mostly patterned fabrics with little pom-poms on the side as well and the edge of the sleeves. What kind of look were you going for then?
Okay, this is another thing with the whole personal thing. So I had my wedding last year and the theme was bohemian. So I was having this whole bohemian research, you know, on Pinterest, and that kind of led me to this idea of having a boho, free-spirited collection. So I actually made the kaftans for my bridesmaid. I wanted to give them something personal, so I thought, oh, let me just make kaftans because we're going to Bali.
Yeah.
And they wore it, and like, it actually looks pretty nice. And I was like, what do you think if I try selling this? Because it's actually very different from what I usually sell. And they're like, oh, just go ahead and try it. And I did it, and it was really good. Mm-hmm. The response was great. A lot of my customers love it. So this is actually one of my best-selling items right now.
Are your batik designed by you?
No, I just sourced it from Indonesia. The motifs on the batiks are actually traditional local designs. Mm-hmm. But I find it very interesting is because it's very modern looking. The designs of it looks very Japanese in some ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you started Chio in 2012. So how many collections have you designed so far?
It's about two collections a year, so 10 designs, including shoes. I do make random pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because every time I do a pop-up, I do pop-up quite regularly now. So every time I do a pop-up, I want to bring something new to show my customers because I do get a lot of regular customers.
I understand you mentioned when you started Shop Chio, you started off designing shoes before going to clothing. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I'm like one of those crazy shoe lady. I have like 100 over shoes in my closet and I only wore them like maybe once. So yeah, when I had this Chio thing going on, like I mentioned about me working with my aunt, so just working with one person is really slow. And I so happened to find another source which can ply me shoes in a smaller quantity. And I was like, okay, let me just try doing my own brand of shoes, which it's not so common, I think, those days as compared to clothes, right? So I was like, okay, let me just do some shoes. And I love Jeffrey Campbell shoes. I was like, okay, let me try and get some ideas and make my own version of really edgy, chunky shoes. So I started off with the first collection. I had about 10 designs. Yeah, it was good. I got mixed reviews. Like some were like, oh my God, this is like really nice. And some they're like, are you sure we can wear this?
Why? Yeah. Why would they say that?
They're really chunky. It's made of wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's more common now. Like if you go to other brands now, other shops, you could actually.
Yeah, I think it's a trend right now. Everybody's wearing like edgy, boxy kind of chunky heels right now.
Like heelless shoes and like, you know, like really, really weird shape. So
I'd rather get chunky heels than stilettos, to be honest.
Yes, oh my
it's
God.
More comfortable,
yes, I know,
right?
I know. Yeah. So my shoes, right, they are really high, like 4 inches high, but they're really, really comfortable. And the shapes is a bit odd because people don't really understand how the shoe is and everything. So you got to really try to actually feel like, oh, this is really comfortable. But just from the look of it, they felt like, this is really weird.
Mm.
And so it makes it really hard for me to sell online because no one gets to try it. And so the only way I can sell my shoes is actually in the stores. And at that time, it's not easy to find a lot of consignment stores in Malaysia. You get it a lot in Australia. Singapore, yes. But in KL, it's a bit tough. A lot of my shoes were more widely found in Australia than in Malaysia.
Your aunt taught you how to design clothing, you know. What about shoes? Who taught you to design shoes?
I guess it comes with spending a lot of buying shoes and you just kind of analyze the different type of design or shape. But of course, like, you asked me to really make a pair out, it's not doable.
Mm.
I mean, I kind of know now because I actually took a course on how to make shoes and everything. But before that, it was just more like sketches, really rough sketches. And the person I work with that makes the shoes, he understands what I want, understands what I'm looking for.
Are you still designing shoes?
No, I actually stopped doing shoes. Let's say, when was it? I think like 2 years. Yeah, and he did shoes for about 2 years and I stopped. One thing was the cost is really high.
Mm-hmm.
This is different from clothes. With shoes and I'm dealing with a factory. So there's a minimum order and I need to order like maybe 15 to 20 pairs for a range of sizes. And I always get like leftover sizes, like size 8 and size 9. So there's a lot of wastage in there as compared to clothes. Clothes I can still control.
Mm.
You know, if it's too big, I can make it smaller for you and likewise. When I look at my business overall, I realized that the clothes has always been the one that's supporting the shoes. Of course, I was really like, oh no, I really want to do shoes because I love shoes. But when you talk about business, what is realistic? It's always the money and sense.
From the first collection to the latest collection now, what is the difference between each collection?
It's different, but there's still that same concept there.
Mm-hmm.
Like my first collection was a bit
edgy.
Yeah, it was a bit edgy. It was very safe design, but edgy looking.
What do you mean by safe design?
Like I still have like the cutting that is some people that would wear like mainstream designs, like really fitted dresses, you know, or like tops and things like that. It's only when I got into my cloud collection that I decided that, you know what, I really want to do what I vision.
Mm.
Like I really want to put clouds on the sleeve and I don't care. So that was the a turning point for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great actually. Like a lot of people find it very interesting. That was an encouragement for me to like push forward and just go with what I really envision as opposed to what people would buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Chinese New Year is around the corner. Tell us more about your latest CNY collection.
My latest collection has 3 designs. So I've got the Beep Chi Pao, which has this half cloud shape around the area. Which
I thought it was flowers.
It's actually a cloud. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like a Beep. Like around the neckline there. And then another one, which is the flower Chi Pao. So I have like flowers on the skirt and on the back. And the other one is a top and a loose skirt, which is also has like cute flowers around, cute colorful flowers.
So what do you choose to design Qipao? Is this your first CNY collection?
No, it's actually my third CNY collection. Well, Chinese New Year is the time where everyone left the shop.
New clothes.
For
the first 15 days.
Exactly. And this is like a good opportunity in a business point to grab this shopping spirit. Mm-hmm. And I like ethnic clothes, like kebaya, qipaos, and all these things. I really like it. But I also like to have my own version of it. So the first collection I did, the first Chinese New Year collection was, I think, like 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. It's a bit modern, more simple actually, more modern, simple. And I got good reviews, good feedback from it. So that kind of pushed me like, okay, I'm going to do this every year.
Because when you mention about modern qipao and all, so to me, my own perception, when it comes to qipao, or some call it cheongsam, right, it is mainly well body fitted, you know. But your design seems to be a bit loose and casual. So were you aiming to modernize qipao?
Yeah, this is modernized, practical qipao. I mean,
because Chinese New Year, you have to eat a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You'll be visiting people like 15 days and one day, like maybe 2 to 3 houses. You can't wear something that's too snug and hard to move. I mean, those fitted qipao, those are really nice. Those are really elegant. But in realistic wise, not everyone has the figure for it. And also my designs are very into the Japanese aesthetic. So they're always like the loose fitted kind of style, very generous in the fitting. That's kind of what I'm going for.
Looking at your designs, to me, it's very minimalist. Okay, but you have a big flower at the end of the dress or the skirt that you have, or maybe the top. So is this your signature for CNY, or is it signature towards your whole entire Chio brand?
The signature of it is the applique technique. So our collection, we like to use this applique techniques. So it's like a patchwork and it's sewn on top of the fabric. The reason behind why we chose this technique is because it's hard to find printed fabric that is like not mass produced, if you know what I mean. Because I don't design my own fabric, which I love too, which is something that I've always wanted to do, like design my own fabric.
Maybe in future.
Yeah, definitely in future. So at the moment, we can't do that now. So we just use this applique technique to have our own, like a print. But instead of like it's printed, it's like a patchwork. So it's like we got a 3D kind of texture to it. Yeah, which I think is much more interesting.
And apart from qipao and your kaftans, batik kaftans, and your quirky dresses, you also sell other items like head ties, which you are also wearing one right now. Tell us more about it.
Well, when I did the batik kaftans, there's always like leftover fabrics. And even with all my clothes, there's always that leftover fabrics. And I try to not waste it because they are so nice.
Yeah, it's all well printed as well, right?
Yeah. It's such a waste if I just throw it away. So I was thinking like, what can I do with all this extra fabric? And then I thought of head ties. And I always like to wear head ties, just that when I wear it too long, it gets hated because the ones that sold outside, they're all sewn together.
With a wire.
Either with a wire or it's like sewn together as a piece. So I thought of doing like a bandana style where you can actually just tie
That's very cute. It gives it edgy, quirky look when you wear it together with your qipao and all.
Yeah, and got that retro look, kind of like bohemian. So yeah, you can just do whatever look you want with it.
I think it's a great idea, but I know because my grandma back then, she used to use leftover fabrics and she would sew a blanket for us.
Oh, like the quilt.
The quilt. Like that. So it's all boxy shapes, you know, and it's just huge. And she just used the rest of other remaining fabrics and she just cut the edge and everything and just start sewing on the bed.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So where do you plan to bring Chio to in the future?
Especially for this year, one of my main initiatives is to actually get the online presence going. So I used to have my own website and I have it offline now. Because
what happened?
It's a lot of maintenance to do because I do it myself as well. So that is something that I want to spend some time like to do the online thing again. Right now, my online website only focuses to international customers because it's direct you to Etsy. So I get a lot of customers from Singapore, US, not so much Malaysia. So that is something I want to focus on, to have like an online presence with the Malaysia market. And also to get my Instagram, social media. I think social media shopping is like one of the big thing.
Yes, it is big thing right now, which I think you should leverage on it.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm getting a lot of inquiries from Instagram. I deal a lot of my customers via social media. I don't have a shop right now in Malaysia. I used to, but because of the rental and all that issue, like, you know, same old issue. So for now, I don't have any stockists. I do have stockists in Singapore. There's a shop called Time After Time in Haji Lane that stocks my kaftans. And also I have a space in Melbourne, designer space, that also have some of my items there.
Do you have any plans to collaborate with local designers?
I'm open to different ideas, yeah. Like, if there's someone who approached me, if it works and if we are in the same pitch, then yeah, definitely would love to collaborate.
Now, apart from CNY collection right now, what's the next collection that you'll be launching?
I try to have two collections out a year. So the next one, it's going to follow like my aesthetic. I have something in mind already. I always have something in mind. It's just that the time to get it out is...
yeah. It takes time, right?
Yeah, it takes time. I have like my sketchbooks, like tons of designs, and like maybe only 10% is actually done out. So yeah, it's always that whole geometrical shape, the loose, very relaxed. I like to play with linen. That's one of my favorite fabric to work on.
All your dresses, what kind of fabric do you use?
Mainly linen, mainly cotton linen. I pre-wash them so customers can actually wash it normally instead of going to dry clean. Denim is also one of my favorites. Right now with the kaftans, those are cotton. I'm looking for different materials. You know, every time I go travel somewhere, I try to like look for something. Mm-hmm. But so far, linen has always been the main staple for all my collections.
Now, for those listeners who would love to buy Chiyo, especially the CNY collection, and because CNY is around the corner, where can they find you?
The best place to find me is actually social media. So you can find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/shopchiyo, S-H-O-P-C-H-I-Y-O, or on Instagram, which is at shopchiyo.
After the break, Emma Chong Johnson, Managing Editor of Elle Malaysia, breaks down the next trend for this coming Chinese New Year. But before that, here's Meigui Meigui or Ai Ni by Joanna Wang. BFM 89.9.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from big gulp flavors starting at 79 cents, like Fanta Orange, Minute Maid Fruit Punch, Powerade Mountain Berry Blast, Brisk Strawberry Melon Iced Tea, plus many more only at participating 7-Eleven stores. This summer, put on your favorite song and hit the road with a thirst-quenching big gulp drink starting at 79 cents today, plus taxes where applicable.
It's Azura Rahman on Style File. Next up is Emma Chong Johnson of Elle Malaysia, and she's breaking down the trends you need to consider for this Chinese New Year.
Now, Emma, every year it's all about red, red, orange, orange. What about this year?
Red is still surprisingly big, considering that we've just come out of the fall winter season and we're heading into spring summer. There's still quite a lot of reds around, so it's still, you know, a trendy colour. But I think if you want to, you know, wear brights for Chinese New Year, but you don't necessarily want to wear red because not actually everyone looks good in red, pink is going to be really, really big for spring summer, and in lots of different shades. You know, we've been seeing this dusky pink around for ages, but also kind of bright fuchsias and really like Barbie doll pinks as well. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be big. So yeah, if you wearing pink for Chinese New Year's, it should be quite an acceptable alternative. Other bright colours that we've seen in the last few months, marigold, which I keep going on about. It's a really, really lovely colour. It's very kind of springy and it's very happy. So, it's, you know, it's a yellowy orange. And also metallics. Mm-hmm. We've seen so much metallics recently. So lots of gold accents and silver and things like that. So I think they should be able to keep your family happy.
And perhaps greenery as well, because it's the Pantone colour for 2017.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, a bit of green.
During Chinese New Year, it's always about red top, pink tops with black pants. I think it's a little bit boring. And what else can they, you know, spice it up during Chinese New Year?
If you're brave, try mixing some prints, and that way also you get lots of colours in.
But you're not going to look very asshole, right, at the same time.
No, yeah. So it's a tastefully mixed print like that. The thing is with Chinese New Year is that you want to be comfortable as well, because there's so much sitting around, especially after you've eaten a lot. So I would go with kind of like relaxed jeans on the bottom, or, you know,
loose tops, I would say.
Yeah. Culottes are still going to be big this year. Mm-hmm. Things like that, yeah. Go for kind of a more relaxed look.
How about you? What are you going to wear for this Chinese New Year?
I haven't thought about it at all, because we've just come out of Christmas and I'm still cannot accept that it's less than a month away now.
But do you have any ideas in mind on what kind of colours you're going for?
So having banged on about marigold for so much, I would really like to wear something yellowy or orange. Well, not super orange, but like a yellowy orange. But also, I have so much pink in my wardrobe that I don't think it should be a problem either. So I can very easily wear an all pink outfit for Chinese New Year, and it's not going to be a problem.
And Chinese New Year is 15 days, right, up to Chap Gome, and every day there's so many outfits to think about, you know, what to wear and visiting friends and relatives and all. So are you the kind of person that you would buy like 15 outfits?
So I'm trying this year not to buy so many clothes because I already have so many. But so no, I'll buy like a new outfit for day one, mm-hmm. and then for the rest of the time I will shop my closet and try and mix and match stuff that I already have to mm-hmm. try and, you know, because it's going to be a tough year, I think. And also, yeah, we could all do with shopping a little bit less.
Do you think cheongsam is still a trend right now?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And the only problem with cheongsam is that it's so difficult to wear for a whole day. They're not comfortable, but no, definitely, like, if you have a cheongsam or you're planning to get one made, there's nothing like more classic than wearing cheongsam for Chinese New Year.
That was this week's episode of Style File. If you've missed any parts of the show, catch up with our podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile. And of course, don't forget to show us some love on our Facebook page, Style File on BFM 89.9. Before we go though, here's Chun Fang Wenxiang Wo Dilian by Melissa Sasa. It's Azura Rahman on Style File, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Arrowhead 100% natural still and sparkling mountain spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.